Hi everyone, I'm Haley Griffiths and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 109. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're going over data we analyzed from 43 million Facebook posts posted by the top 20,000 brands on Facebook. This was a massive study that we conducted with BuzzSumo, and this episode is packed with insights, learnings, and of course, suggestions.
We think that this is one of the largest studies of social media marketing and definitely of Facebook business pages of 2018. So let's get started on those insights.
What a year for business pages on Facebook. It sure feels like every time we as marketers and business owners think we have our Facebook marketing strategy figured out, a major algorithm change is announced or a new tactic becomes the latest trend.
Definitely. And we cover it every time on this podcast. However, over the years, we've learned that the best way to reach our audiences on Facebook is to study the data, experiment constantly, be open to learning, and take a growth mindset.
Couldn't agree more, Haley. So in the spirit of learning, we partnered up with BuzzSumo to analyze more than 43 million posts from the top 20,000 brands on Facebook in one of the largest studies of 2018. And since its release, the study has already been covered by news outlets like Forbes, Inc., and others. So we know we are onto something good here, or at least we hope we are.
Today, we're excited to share the eye-opening research with our podcast listeners and chat about how your business or brand can revamp your Facebook marketing strategy moving forward and still find a ton of success on the platform.
To kick things off, let's dive right into the lessons we learned from analyzing all of these Facebook business page posts. Well, we started by asking ourselves and our friends over at BuzzSumo, how are Facebook business pages performing in 2018? Which, of course, is a pretty big question. The first thing we learned here is that top pages are posting a lot more, like a lot more. It's been long debated whether or not posting more also results in more engagement and reach for your Facebook business page. Many brands report a positive increase in results when they post more, while others experience the exact opposite. So we were pretty curious to see what their posting habits look like.
Yes, and we found here that there has been a 24% increase in the number of posts per quarter from 6.5 million posts to 8.1 million posts over the past year. And that's an increase from 72,000 posts per day in Q1 of 2017 to over 90,000 posts per day in Q2 of 2018. So in other words, nearly 20,000 additional pieces of content are being posted by the world's top brands every day.
Yes. And before we give you the engagement numbers, let's just let that sink in for a second, because that means 20,000 additional pieces of content that we're all competing with each other to get space in the newsfeed. So just wanted to throw that out there.
So <That's>, not concerning at all.
Yes, exactly. So how is engagement doing with all of that posting? Well, we also learned that overall engagement is declining again.
I mean, naturally, if the world's top Facebook pages are posting an additional 20,000 pieces of content per day to the platform, there's going to be an increased amount of competition in the newsfeed and a decreased amount of engagement across the board. So as a business, however, I don't think we truly understood how dramatic this decline in engagement was, like shares, likes, reactions, and comments. We didn't really know how bad it was until this study.
Yeah, the data here has really, you know, sort of opened our eyes. Our findings show that engagement has dropped by more than 50% over the last 18 months. In that same time frame, the average engagement per post has dropped by over 65%, from 4,490 on average engagements per post to 1,582 engagements per posts.
Yeah, so that's a lot less engagement. And on the same note, we found out that Facebook engagement is down for particular types of content like videos, images, and links. As with most social networks, the data shows that there is a difference in performance between the various types of content that are posted, whether that is links, videos, or images. Interestingly enough, we found that images, not video, regularly receive the most engagement. However, consistent with our last learning, average engagement per image still dropped from 9,370 per post in Q1 of 2017 to just 3,454 per post in Q2 of 2018.
Okay, so at this point, we know this might sound bad, but we promise that we do have some good news for you. The next thing we learned is that there is an optimal amount of posting you can do every day on Facebook. And in fact, posting 5 times per day resulted in the highest overall engagement for pages. The data showed that Facebook business pages that posted less than once a day had the highest engagement per post. However, they also had the lowest overall engagement levels. So as you increase frequency of posting, overall engagement levels rise, but only to a point.
And it looks like that point is posting 5 times per day, like you mentioned, Brian. And then those Facebook business pages that are posting more than 10 times per day, they saw the biggest fall off in engagement of nearly 66%. We also found that engagement fell over the last 18 months, regardless of posting frequency. So all pages suffered a greater than 50% reduction in engagement.
The last thing we want to share about what we learned before we dive into some of the reasons behind this result is that top page categories experience a 49 to 70% overall drop in engagement. So for this one, we looked at the overall engagement drop by business page type. So page types are things like artists, media, beauty, movies, public figures, clothing, and so on.
Of those pages, artist pages saw the biggest decrease in engagement at 70.6%, followed by movie pages and then media or news pages. So the reason that this is notable is that page categories still play a key role in the overall success of your Facebook marketing strategy. So when you're selecting your page category, be sure to understand the nuances between each and how it will affect your content.
Now that we've gone over the 5 things we've learned from the study, let's talk about the reasons that Facebook business page engagement is declining. Because on our end, that's definitely one that's more alarming to us as marketers. And that's why, you know, also why the media picked up on this data and this study as well.
Definitely. And although the data points paint a fairly bleak picture for businesses, there is still hope for your Facebook marketing strategy moving forward. In fact, we believe that the future is very bright for pages that are willing to experiment and make a change. So the first reason that engagement is declining for Facebook pages is a pretty big one, and that's that competition has increased.
It absolutely has, and today there are more than 80 million business pages on Facebook, with a staggering 41% of all small businesses across the globe having a presence on the platform. The challenge for these businesses is that as the volume of page content increases, like we said before, the space available in the newsfeed for content remains the same. In other words, there's just simply too much content being posted.
Yeah, you can totally see that. The other element at play here is that businesses are creating higher quality content, and we are so proud of this. So definitely don't think that this is a bad thing. It just means that the competition is getting more savvy at creating high quality content across all social media channels.
Video marketing, for example, no longer, is becoming less of a mystery for many brands. Plus, ad content is better and more targeted than ever. And marketers are improving tremendously at their jobs every day. So at the same time, we see reach decline. Bravo to you marketers.
Yeah, well done. For audiences, this is also a major positive. As brands, much of our success on Facebook depends on our ability to be able to create and deliver quality content on a consistent basis. So it's working out for people who are consuming this content, but that also means that the content quality bar is higher than ever before. So I'd suggest taking it as a career challenge to continue to see how high quality you can make the content for your brand or business.
Yes, absolutely. And part of that, as we talked about before, is just posting less, right? And focusing more on higher quality posts and less overall posting. Next up, that good old Facebook algorithm. And it just keeps on evolving. I think that's our Buffer cover band song. As we've covered on the show before, there has been a slow and steady decline in organic reach on Facebook as the newsfeed has changed and the algorithm has evolved over the years to favor family and friends over pages. According to Facebook's head of newsfeed, Adam Mosseri, in January of 2018, Facebook began to shift ranking to make newsfeed more about connecting with people and less about consuming media in isolation.
Right. And so what this means is that businesses are no longer only competing against each other for attention in the newsfeed. They're now facing competition from every single profile, page, and group on Facebook, which can definitely be scary. All right, and the last reason that engagement is declining on Facebook, and then I promise we are getting to like much happier things, is because ad content is being prioritized in the newsfeed. At the end of the day, Facebook is a business on their own. In order to continue to provide a great experience for their users, as well as a return on investment to their shareholders, they have to make profit sometimes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And because Facebook is completely free to use for people, businesses, and developers, their largest source of revenue comes from advertisers on the platform. For Facebook, there's a constant balancing act between creating a great user experience for their users and maximizing profits for their shareholders. So over the last few years, we've seen a shift towards more ad content in the newsfeed, and that's absolutely impacting engagement on Facebook for brands as well.
Now that we've looked at several of the top reasons why engagement is declining on Facebook, let's dive into some actionable takeaways for your marketing strategy. As mentioned before, we believe that there is truly an exciting opportunity for businesses and brands on Facebook as long as they're willing to make a change and experiment with their Facebook marketing strategy.
So with that, let's take a look at our three biggest tips that will help your page improve engagement and reach starting today. First, consider the return on investment or ROI of each Facebook post. And this is the quality versus quantity debate that we talk about a lot here on the show. Do you want fewer high quality posts with more engagement per post, or do you want more posts with less engagement per post on your page? It's sort of up to you, but as the data shows, it's clear that the success of each post dramatically decreases after posting five or more times per day. So the quantity strategy is no longer working and in fact may be decreasing the effectiveness of your overall Facebook content, i.e. the ROI of each post.
Definitely. And Facebook and other social media channels are just no longer a means to an end. They are now the platforms in which people can consume content, be entertained, shop, share, and so much more without ever having to leave the comfort of the app that they are in. A large part of your new and improved Facebook marketing strategy should be focused on engagement, interacting with your audience, and increasing the ROI of each post instead of simply broadcasting your message.
I love that. New and improved Facebook marketing strategy. Our second insight for you here is to tap into your audience's top reasons for sharing online. We talked about this a little in episode 107 about psychology, but essentially there are five reasons people share online. They are one, to delight others with valuable and entertaining content. Two, to identify and present ourselves to others. Three, to foster relationships. Four, for self-fulfillment. And five, finally, to spread the word about issues, products, and brands.
So powerful. It's no coincidence that some of the most viral content on Facebook is related to things like food, animals, fashion, humor, and beauty, given those things that, you know, entice people to share online.
Right. Because I think we all want to be Labrador retrievers or something like that.
That would be lovely.
Yes. A good exercise here is to go through your last 50 Facebook posts and examine them from a consumer perspective. Ask yourself, if I were to see this in the Facebook newsfeed, would I actually interact with the content?
Powerful question. All right. And last but not least, optimize your content for mobile consumption. More than 95% of Facebook users access the social network from their mobile device. And one of the biggest factors driving this change is vertical video viewing, which we've of course talked about in several past episodes.
Mm-hmm. Facebook studies have shown that 79% of vertical video consumers agree that the format of vertical is more engaging, and said that they would choose the vertical format in most cases. They also found that 65% of people said that brands using vertical video for their advertising are more innovative. So that's a bonus as well.
I love that. All right, another thing about everyone being on mobile is that the quicker you can get someone to click on or engage with your content, the better. That often means keeping your captions short and sweet as to not distract a user from your ultimate goal.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with, of course, a complete transcript. If you ever want to get in touch with Haley or me, we're always here on social media using the hashtag Buffer Podcast, or you can say hi to us anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Yes, send us your thoughts on how you're feeling about the future of Facebook. We would love to know. Also, thank you so much to everyone leaving iTunes reviews. It is really awesome to read through all of your kind comments there. We actually do go through and read all of them and go through the tweets. Brian was just doing that before this show. So thank you again to everyone. And that is a wrap. We will see you next Monday.